Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys morning show, good morning to you. I'm showing a great example of I can't talk and type at the same time because I'm trying to enter a password and I just typed in what I just said into the password.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, it is Thursday, September 18th, 2025.
Yeah, I thought I heard some hen pecking going on over there.
Hen pecking. Yeah. Yeah, the cocks don't peck. They really don't. They, you know, they know how to type well. The hens are over there like, oh, trying to pass this egg and also hide it when the big bad monster comes to take it. I was telling Fatboy about that, first off, we talk about rabbits liking to do sex a lot and stuff.
Oh, I've seen that happen before.
Chickens also do. At least I think I know the guys do. You know, the cock-a-doodle-doos. The hens. I guess they just have to sit there and take it. I mean, they're in their like little.
It's annoying. They're annoyed.
They're in their little room, their coop, which is kind of like a little booth that they're in at a brothel, let's say.
Can't go anywhere. You're pretty much stuck.
They're trying to sleep in, but some jerk has to.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
They just sit there and got pounded all night long.
They're just like, dude.
Yeah.
And then what's he over there doing first thing in the morning?
Running his mouth like a man usually does.
Well, he's waking up, you know, back in the day. I mean, that's what woke everybody up. Mm-hmm. It was the cock of the walk. But then the next morning, they get woke up, and then finally when they just kind of, you know, nestle back into their, almost like, you know, what Jesus was born into, a manger. You know, they're in their little tiny manger.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's getting evil here in a second, though, because the next morning, the big giant comes in and tries to steal their baby. I know. They're like, it ain't ready yet. Oh. Don't take my baby.
I don't know which part you were recreating right there. The making or the taking?
No. The big bad monster is me or my daughter or her man or you don't want to let the kids near them. They'll pick them up and start trying to open them and find candy inside. They get confused with that.
Oh Lord.
Start breaking it.
Yeah. But they're like, you know, this is my baby. I'm like,
I want some breakfast.
From their point of view, what an awful life hens have. I mean, makes me feel bad. It really does.
Yeah.
From looking at it from what that would look like, you know, like you are the giant in the beanstalk taking their baby.
Walking.
Sometimes you take them and put them in an incubator. Looks like you're trying to cook them, but you're not. You're keeping them alive.
I cannot find what a chicken's gimmick looks like. And I can see how they're, you know, mounting in that position, which is kind of odd, too.
Well, I mean, you've seen like a prepared chicken, that's, you know, after it's already been deplucked. By the way, there's an awful machine that doesn't work that they sell. I think it's in fact called a deplucker, which
good Lord
makes sense and doesn't work. At least for the one we got does not work. It's you still got to sit there and pull feathers off and stuff, you know. And they look cool, but then you're like, I can't make like a cool dream catcher or anything with this because they probably have you know, some kind of little fleas inside that you know, I don't want to get into the bedroom.
This is not helpful.
I should put a dream catcher over the recliner because that's where I take a lot of naps. I don't know if I fully get into REM sleep and dream then, though. Hell, on Ambien, I don't know if I dream at all.
Can you wear it, or does it have to be above your head, the dream catcher?
Well, I think if you wear it, if someone's shorter than you, they have to, you get to kiss them or something. It's like a Native American and mistletoe. Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, man, the chicken's balls are in his body.
Yeah, I was going to say they're a shower, or a grower, rather.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you've seen, like, prepared chicken, how, you know, it looks completely naked. It's like looking at one of them, they're talking real loud out there. It's like, if it's an argument, let us listen. Right. Open the door. We'll broadcast it.
Let us pick a side.
Yes, we'll quickly pick a side in the argument. But you see it and say, wow, that thing looked much bigger, especially on a turkey. The feathers, the way those things go in, like a it's not origami, but whatever it is where it just opens up and there's like more. It's like a blooming onion. It's like a blooming onion.
That's beautiful.
I shouldn't even say that because I'm supposed to be thinking about it right now. And them things, I mean, yeah, oh boy.
Pretty dang good.
Yeah, but if you knew, like, if it said on the package, if you eat like 100 of these,
oh Lord,
throughout your lifetime, it might increase your chances of a heart attack. You might not.
Is your
I still would,
daughter ever mention to you that, like, she hears this stuff at night, like as far as the you know, the animals looking?
Sometimes, because some in certain areas where cameras can't. I don't want to say too much here, but certain part that you can't see with the cameras.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's been thought that a raccoon had gotten in there because they got 6 last year.
God.
Yeah. Had to rebuild the whole thing.
So they're going to get in again.
Chicken wire is, we need raccoon wire is what we need. We need raccoon wire.
You got other stuff that
raccoon
might get
wire.
In there too.
It's marketable.
It really is.
I love it. Have a little character, little raccoon sitting there. He's like dressed like Mick Foley, Cactus Jack. Got a bat full of barbed wire. Hi, I'm Coonwire. And guess what? I don't like this stuff that I'm selling right now because it keeps me away from your chickens.
You ever pull any armadillos out? Because I see a lot of those everywhere.
Where do you pull them out of?
I don't go.
His ass.
I don't go foraging for animals in the woods.
Wow. Well, I mean, look, I'm up to you. You know, you got. I imagine you have a pretty inviting. Farm, it's like you got a lot of animals out on display, you know, it's like ducks on
display.
The pond.
It's like a petting zoo.
You wouldn't even know I have ducks because you can't let them out no more because they don't get along with...
They get mean?
With the turkey, yeah. Turkeys now.
Oh, boy.
And then now the one turkey's pregnant and it's like, try to let that one go, you know, and have another a baby turkey? Or do I want to try a turkey egg?
Are you at the point to where you're going to think about either scaling back or if you grow, you might have to go to like a bigger place? Like I don't.
Fingers crossed. It's good luck to do that. It really is. That's what the Aztecs said.
See how that worked out. They couldn't even tell time.
Bull, they left. They like, why y'all still down there doing that?
They all went to San Diego and started a colony on the beach.
Oh, you telling me that they went from building those grand pyramid-like structures to tents? You telling me that's the same people? I don't believe you.
I just don't know if you look at it and you're like, what makes me money or what could I monetize animal-wise?
You said something to me about that the other day. I said, how much money does your cat make you?
Yeah, it cost me like maybe $7 a week.
Maybe your wife or son, but like does that cat do anything for you or is it more of a nuisance? Like from your heart?
Not really my cat.
Right.
But I'm like, when you're talking about, I imagine, and you don't have to say, this is just what I imagine. You're spending like hundreds of dollars a week in like food and maintenance just for the animals. And then I'm like, at some point you got to wonder how you can make that back, right?
Well, you it's called a homestead, and that you start with, you start smaller and then you grow that out. But then also with that, like, think about it. Now the Lord took one of the horses.
Oh.
The Lord, a.k.a. the worms. Well, it was sold to us as a younger horse, and again, I fully admit, went into that very blind.
I might have to call Rob on that one.
Oh no, I mean that's one of them lessons learned. I think, I mean, literally, like, lesson learned. Don't, you know, you got to go certain routes with this. And ooh. No, I didn't bite at the jockey lot, if that's what you're assuming. Like,
could you call Rob if you got bit by a horse? Or is it just dogs?
Oh my God.
I might have to ask him.
You know, like, if you were over at the farm and Banjo the donkey bit you?
Yeah.
And if it did, God bless, that would hurt. Oh, I mean, yeah, he donkeys can eat cabbage like it's an apple. Like, could you physically bite into a cabbage and take a bite out of it?
I would immediately puke.
Well, he's gross. Yeah. I mean, well, no, I like it cooked, but raw is gross.
Anything green, not good.
Oh, bull.
You got a bull?
Yes. I should have named her Nakana.
Oh, hang on now.
This but it's is a he.
This is legit. Like, you know, if you got a bull, remember Kerry Collins was famous for in training camp, he'd be online buying bull semen because he was a breeder. Like, you know, it could be a lucrative market.
Yeah, but the other thing about that, he's a mini. So then it seems like, even though I know, like, he's of age, it's still like,
the volume's not going to be there, you're saying?
You know, I would think that would not be.
just a mini.
You really got me there. You got me to what I was trying to say, and I appreciate that. Yeah.
Can sell that at the jockey lot, I'm sure.
And you just have a special cup for it, you know, some kind of.
Hey, was this milk?
Cool design on the side.
How much is your milk?
Carolina girl. Right. Carolina girl in, like. Oh, I'm going to aggravate some of y'all right now. It's going to say Carolina Girl, best in the world, but it's going to be written in zebra print with a pink outline. You know you've seen that 1,000 times.
Yep.
Carolina girls love zebra print. You go look at your wife's damn mug right now. Ooh. Or her pocketbook, mm-hmm. Maybe a throw, I don't know. And it's going to have that Carolina Girls, and it's going to be written in zebra and pink.
Yep. Just like your grit sticker.
Oh, girls raised in the South. Oh my God. Like, I wonder if Dare is what inspired that, or maybe MAD, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I tried to start FAD, but by the time I became a dad, people didn't care about drunk driving anymore.
Well, since, you know,
the mothers just quit. Why didn't they turn into GMAD? Grandmothers Against Drunk Drivers.
Well, it's hard to find one when they're all taken, so you have to start it. I tried to start Friends Against Getting Smashed.
Yeah.
And it just,
well,
trying to get it off the ground.
I know. And then you have, you get into those situations where, like, Paige was talking about how inspirational it was for her to interview several members, probably all of them now, of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
At the same time.
And, you know, I was like, well, you know what would be great is if you could have teens in Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
But then the website looked defensive.
Yes.
What was the joke? Somebody had the joke. It was a meme. It was a Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You mean to tell me there's a whole orchestra full of them?
I know. I mean,
I saw it somewhere.
It's like, Lord, the way this world is right now, I don't even want to say it. I got a good solid one too, but it's just it's fragile. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be careful at least for a little bit here.
What if the you remember the show where they were robots, but they were actually cars or trucks, and they would they were robots, and they would change.
Wow! Yeah, yeah.
And then they were they not at odds with some deceptive type people?
I think there was even one named Sloptimus Grind, maybe.
And I just wonder if these cons, these deceptive cons, ever shortened it and said, while they were hanging out in their lair or whatever, they were like, hey.
Lair.
Let's go and take care of those trannies right now.
I imagine so.
But it was just shortening the word. It's a prefix more than, I mean, trans is a prefix. Every day we are transporting ourselves to work.
Look, you mentioned this before. There was a guy who made a brand off of working on transmissions.
And he had to, ultimately, I don't know if he had to, I guess, maybe he chose to, but it was also, you know, like, let's say if Hoptimus Plim, is that what you called him earlier?
Sloptimus Grind.
That's it. What if he actually made love to a mortal woman and had a child?
Oh,
some kind of...
The Tin Man. That'd be where he came from, right?
Tin Man. Who eventually became Iron Man, if you think about it. Because you remember original, like, Iron Man looked like Tin Man. I mean, for real.
It really did.
Because he hadn't made all that money yet. He was just, like, making it out of, like, refrigerators and crap. More than meets the eyes. Oh, my God.
That was a tour of going around the elbow to get to the A-hole. I wish we could just say it, but we can't just say it. But that guy had to change his whole name up, the guy who worked on transmissions.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So,
though I'm assuming he did. You never know, though. When you have a place that's been in business for a long time and they have an older clientele,
mm-hmm.
some of that stuff kind of goes by the wayside as far as being PC and whatnot. They just don't care.
Well, so, okay. Let's say this, because we already, before we went on the air, we're discussing it. Let's say this now. Right now is not going to be enough time on the clock for us to get into things such as.
No.
So what I, actually, we were kind of in agreement. What we will do is we will talk about things. And when I say things, I mean stuff.
Yeah, big stuff that happened.
Big things.
Yesterday.
Big stuff. And then we'll have more freedom to explore it more and you know, get your calls on it and stuff, too. And then also we can assign a special guest referee, because maybe Fatboy and I won't agree when it comes to talking about this stuff. But we'll do it without... You know, getting up in, why don't people ever get up in legs when they, get mad? They never get up in the legs.
That's like saying getting up in them guts. Like, we're going to get up in them legs.
We're going to get up in them legs. We're going to throw arms. We're going to sell arms. We're going to give them away to other countries.
But if you get up in them arms, you know, it's like, that's not, you know.
Yeah. And keep my name out your mouth.
Thin mouth, some people say now.
Your thin mouth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, because the Ozempic mouth and all that going on.
Your thin mouth. Your narrow ass.
Wow.
I like that one. Your narrow ass.
Connotation.
Because people that keep sending the same fussing, we get the same one about four times a year. It says, keep my name at your thin mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. God, I kept getting
popular.
The same, after yesterday's BDA, I kept getting the same one from, like, let's just say humpteen people. And I don't mean child predators when I say that. It's an old Southern phrase.
That's a new show, Humpteen People.
It's a combination of the magazine.
I hang out by Playground, so what?
Yeah, I'm the last subscriber to Teen People, the magazine. Big deal, my daughter's 34.
I memorized the bill schedule.
Yeah,
so
you
what?
Did. So what?
So what? So top of the hour, right after sports, we will talk about things and stuff.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you think about it.
Really,
that's one
it.
Of the best teases I've ever done.
Because people know. People
we're
going to
be talking about things and stuff at 7 o'clock 05.
So 7
o'clock
ready.
05.
7 o'clock 05.
Get ready by the phones.
Yeah.
Gonna burn them up.
Things and stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about really things and stuff. Okay. So you don't need the phone numbers yet. Paige, what is up in the place?
All right, well, there was a restaurant in the popular Disney-owned entertainment area that was robbed. But the interesting thing is what the robber wore. You'll find out what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
They own so many intellectual properties now. It could have been Darth Vader. It could have been freaking Shaggy.
The singer?
Scooby-Doo.
No, that one.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning
Show. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Authorities in Orlando, Florida are on the lookout for a man who'd be He was decked out in this kind of outfit.
Bells and holly.
That's
the only thing people ever get decked in.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Some actually get decked in the butt.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get overcharged for some of those sun decks, and they give it to you. They overcharge for those. All right, I'm getting out of the hole. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, authorities were called to the Paddlefish restaurant just after midnight on Monday night, and there's a robbery that was reported, and victims told the deputies that a man entered the restaurant, took the cash, and left. But that's not the ironic thing about the Paddlefish restaurant. If you see it, it's basically a boat with a ramp that goes, it's in Florida, Disney area. Have you ever been there?
I've seen it. Is it at Disney Springs? I think I've seen it.
Well, the strange thing about this, it's a fish restaurant, and the guy came in wearing scuba wear.
What? Gosh. Oh, that's genius, man.
Scuba genius. And not Scooby.
So they showed the picture of the guy wearing goggles, a wetsuit, and gloves.
They probably
diving hood.
They probably thought it was part of a show, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't. You know, you're on the coast. You wouldn't even.
And when you go to those over-the-top restaurants, especially in vacation towns, like there's going to be like a 7-foot-tall woman that does, you know, animal balloons. There's going to be little people, you know, that are wearing suits of Velcro that will go and jump on the wall and stuff.
You know, I reached out to some of those people who do the restaurant clowns who do the balloons.
Yeah.
For the spider bit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, you know, I don't think that's something I'd be interested in doing. I'm like,
they don't
really?
Like doing, they don't like causing scaredom. They like bringing happiness only. There's some of those, like, I don't do this for that. I do this for this.
It's like for a free promotion, you wouldn't even really, you know, like, do it. So
he's got this clown phobia thing. No,
please
no.
Come in.
We don't want to come in and, what was it, the one, we don't want to come in at something that could go violent.
Yeah.
Like, they thought I was going to whoop their ass. I just said, don't get in my face.
Luckily, we knew a clown.
He
was on standby.
Yeah.
He was a really good.
He was a well-dressed clown.
It was effective.
It was heinous and horrific to look at that in your webcam and look, and he's standing behind you. You didn't know it was there at first.
I've never seen a clown in a nice polo shirt and a red nose.
Yeah.
But he pulled it off.
He did.
Yeah.
It's genius, I say.
Yeah, I've never eaten at this restaurant, but I know it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Hell, there was the one buffet, but of course it was buffet, at Myrtle Beach that my dad, I don't know that the food was any different, but he's like, let's go to the one that's got the mermaid. And it was a woman.
That's cool.
In the water feature, floating around, taking up table space. I mean, they could have set probably 7 or 8 more families if the mermaid didn't have to float around.
Oh, you know, she was getting some looks, hand gestures, you know, two fingers in the tongue.
Yeah.
The tongue in the cheek. Literally.
I threw her a hush puppy. I thought she might have been hungry.
She's
but
hungry.
She didn't have damn hands.
You
so.
Put a little tiny fish food in there. And
well,
stuff.
I tried to, but then people thought I was trying to catch her.
Oh.
I was like, I'm trying to feed her.
Well, this guy's scary looking. This don't look like this doesn't look like normal scuba gear, I guess you could say.
Next time P. Dubs is in here, ask him how we can take your screen, Fat Boy, and project it to that screen there where everyone can see it.
See the guy?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you could do it on a computer, like as far as this
can
goes.
You see that? It's kind of
this is like lame that I have to move.
I know. No, it's kind of creepy looking, the goggles over the mask.
Okay, see, if technology. I saw that, I would think that that there would have been some biohazard thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, you know, I don't know that it'd be top of mind, hey, I'm near Disney. And this might be an event.
Now, I would have really appreciated if he would have worn flip-flops or flippers. What do you call those things? Fins.
Flippers.
Oh, yeah. The what do you call it?
Flippers.
On the feet?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
Whatever. It ain't a fin, is it? Is it a fin?
I don't remember.
Whatever he's got in his hand, this little, yeah, it looks pretty scary. Almost like a grenade.
Yeah, so they're still looking for him. They can't identify him because he's completely covered and he's wearing goggles.
Did he get, no joke, I wonder if he got in the water and swam off because this is kind of out in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. They don't know.
You can't really walk across the
pier. You're right. They are called fins. I did not know that. They're called fins and fin booties. So, this must be for those with a larger bottom. In that fin booty. And so, a snorkel, whatever that is. What is a snorkel? I believe he was on Family Matters. Stefan Snorkel.
There's a scuba place in the upstate here.
Scuba Dave's?
I don't really get like
Scuba look, Steve, that's what it was.
I know people.
They know Scuba Dave.
You know people.
I know people scuba in the lakes and whatnot, but it just seems like unless it's like near the coast, I don't really understand why it's up here.
That's interesting.
Because people want to go see where their great-grandparents lived before they flooded the lake.
And plus, there's a lot of, you can go find stuff in lakes. My husband used to do that as a diver for search and rescue.
Did they do it deep or was it true?
It's true.
It was? Okay.
Well, he can go
I believe
go
that was
below.
David Allen Coe as well, who said divers do it deeper.
there's a certain
Scuba Dave.
level.
Scuba Steve.
That he was able to go below the certain level because he did take some training. So
yeah,
I tell you, I got on a boat one time that, and this was at Disney where it had a lowered deck that the walls you could, in other words, you could see underwater is what I'm trying to say. And I was getting, I think the term is verklempt, where I didn't like it. I didn't like that feeling.
Like a claustrophobia or like a...
Yeah. Like the, yeah. That's the best word. Not verklempt. I'm not Linda Richman. You want some coffee? But I like
hitting them old today.
I remember seeing those videos of, you know, they would be further away of people diving around the Titanic once they found it. And I remember, like, okay, I know how big that boat is. You imagine you're that far underwater. It's like being in outer space and you find an old spaceship up there just floating around. Yep. It's just, my mind can't deal with it. Can't do it.
That's why you can't get to it without a submersive or whatever, right? That's what James Cameron had to use. Some kind of little mini sub.
Yeah, and then them other people just combusted or whatever that was.
Oh, you didn't probably hear the video they put out, did you, where you can hear the sound
of
the implosion?
No.
And the guy's wife is watching it.
How did the sound survive if it imploded?
Well, they're talking about that's the sound where you knew it was like it imploded into itself or something like that.
You heard it?
Yeah, you
hear
it.
What do you describe it as, like?
Something. Like a pop, like a loud pop. So the guy's wife's watching it, not realizing what she just heard. Oh, and that's the moment they're saying they died.
Oh, my God. By the way, the great David Allen Coe released Divers Do It Deeper in 1978.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Dive stains on his pillows, too.
No, that was, those were tears, I thought.
And I knew somebody who was a diver.
Rum, it was rum, it says.
A diver.
He was drinking.
The Coast sleeping. Guard. And that's a really good thing to do because there's all, you know.
Yeah. He ever find any bouillon? Any doubloons?
Found some drugs.
All right. Even better.
Ships that are sunk.
That's nature's gold.
Mm-hmm.
Magnet fish in the Coast
Guard?
Some
evidence.
I don't know how you kill time in the Coast Guard. I've seen on, you know, crabbing, they'll go rescue some guys off boats. But, like, I don't know what else you do. You're not considered, I don't think you're considered military until time of war, right?
Yeah, man, I don't
it's
know.
Like, it's like the reserve, yeah. I mean, if you're called out, you're called out.
So are you sitting on the boat all day? Like,
well, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you'll be doing. Like you said, saving people, looking for lost people.
I got to ask some buddies that had in the Navy. Like,
you never get
to
go look for treasures or anything cool.
No. It's like, I don't think. You know.
You can't go harpooning.
Being a firefighter out to sea, basically.
Looking for some
poon. Search and rescue and helping people.
Like, if you're on a submarine, how do you kill time? Like, what do you do?
I'm not a man.
Even when you work. Well, there are women in the Navy, too.
You probably see, like, dolphins and stuff swimming no. by, and you, like, start doing their conversations or what they're talking about. Do those little ass portholes.
I don't think you come up for, like, 6 months at a time.
You think about, okay, what's worse, that or being in the International Space Station for, like, 2 years?
What if you didn't
Space
have...
is worse.
Absolutely.
I would hate it if I didn't have internet access.
Oh, geez.
Did you get, well, they run the internet underwater, right? The fiber
I don't know
cables.
How they get it to hell to space.
Because that's how I...
They know. Can't get it to freaking certain parts of Spartanburg County, but by God, they can get it to... what?
You asked me what I'd do my free time. I'd study language, Duolingo. I'd do something nerdy.
They didn't cover this in Down Periscope or McHale's Navy.
No, they didn't.
How to kill time.
No. And then
I'd do yoga.
Even in MASH, one of them started dressing like a woman.
That's what happens when you...
Idle hands. Idle hands. Paige, thank you so much. Fat boy.
Oh, Lord.
We just found out divers do it deeper. Does dumpers do it deeper?
I don't know, but we'll talk about week three of the NFL's here. Dan Marino gives us a health update. He just had a birthday.
He did.
64 years old.
Dan Marino.
So we'll tell you what's up with Dan Marino, too.
He's handsome.
And we got to talk about Connor Shaw, too.
Oh, I don't know.
You
going
to hear about Connor Shaw?
We'll good or bad? How about something good?
Not good. He's in the hospital. So.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a young dad.
So hopefully, you know, people can give us an update. You know, we wouldn't say it, but just like, you know, privately, we would like to know what's going on.
Oh, so it's just bad, bad.
Just happened last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
oh,
I don't know. I don't know what the status is.
Okay. All right. Cleveland, Ohio, stand by. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Yeah, as we were saying earlier, Connor Shaw was at his son's football game last night here in town, and he collapsed. He was rushed to Greenville Memorial in an ambulance.
That's a tough hospital name to say. And any kind of, yeah, if you're saying it real fast, Greenville Memorial.
Don't have an update on his condition, but, you know.
Yeah.
God bless.
Thoughts of Connor Shaw, the all-time winningest quarterback in Gamecocks history.
Spurs up. Yeah, he was part of that part of that Lattimore, part of that, Bruce was there at that time as well. That's a
good
nice
teams, little, man. The team that beat Alabama, right? On the night of Paige's reception.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes. Pharaoh Cooper.
Beat him at home. So, thoughts with you, man. He was a Bear for a little bit in the NFL. You know, played a couple seasons.
I thought he was a Brown.
He was both, I believe.
I never knew that he was a Bear.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Been living here for a little bit. His brother was coaching Greenville High School, but I think they only lasted a season. I don't know what happened there.
I thought, wasn't he also coaching at North Greenville? Or am I wrong about it? Maybe I'm thinking of Dylan Thompson.
No, I think I remember hearing that. Dylan Thompson's in the league now. He's working with, I think, Washington.
That's right, it was. That's what it was, yeah.
Boiling
you can see
Springs
my confusion there with the Washington football team and North Greenville Crusaders.
So hopefully they get that figured out with Connor.
Yeah, it was okay. He's not old at all.
I like to talk to the guy. I don't like the fact that he went 3-0 against Clemson in his career. But I still like to talk to him.
Yeah. I was just thinking, too. I met him one time, very brief, but I've never met Dylan Thompson. I think he'd be real, like, kind of like Jug, where he's just like...
kind of a cool dude. I haven't heard anything bad about him.
Yeah, me neither.
Except for the fact he's from Boiling Springs. Look at me trying to start junk now. Week 3.
Travis Collins is going to whoop your ass.
Let me get that Immaculate Box tea. Dolphins and Bills tonight. Football. It's funny. Funny we mentioned... the Dolphins, because Dan Marino has revealed he has a liver disease. So, get this.
You remember what I, yeah.
He's been dealing with it since 2007. So, if you've had it for 18 years and you're still with us, I assume you know how to manage it. We're good.
That's wild that something like that could be, kept out, with doctors and stuff. not saying, man, you'll never be. Guess who my patient is? Freaking Dan Marino. What's wrong with him? Like, you, don't you assume that, like, if you're friends with a doctor, like Dr. James Andrews down in Alabama, I'd love to be his friend because he works on all the athletes, all the wrestlers, you know, does their knees and their hips and everything. And you know his close friends are like, why was Flair in there the other week? Or whatever.
Such a big work, Flair, talk about going down there, and then he'd turn on you. He'd run to the ring.
Yes.
I would like to know how he became the man. Not Flair. We know how.
Dr. James?
Yeah, Dr. Andrews. Like, how did you become the dude for every professional sports league in the country?
Just like it wasn't just I learned about him first from wrestling, but when you started hearing him, like, NFL, NBA especially, like, God, this guy's really good.
And I think he's retired now. But he's still got his hospital. I don't know who's the guy now.
Oh.
Who's the number one dude?
Who is? You know what? I'm gonna ask Google. Who is the Dr. James Andrews of now?
Marino's got something that was commonly known as, or formerly known as, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Ooh.
Now I know he dips like hell, so you might want to stop doing that, Dan.
Well, the one time I did meet him, he was off his ass drunk. Along with Brett Favre. They both were.
You know, they were hanging out together. Yeah. It's kind of, hey, Dan, what are you doing?
One of these days when I fully don't have any gaffes left, I will post that photo. The wind was blowing my hair to the opposite side that I was parting it, so you know how that looks. I had an eyebrow ring.
That's sexy.
Did you think they were messing with you a little bit?
No, I could tell they were sloshed. And the next person up was freaking John Daly. John Daly with Stuart Scott. That was so freaking cool.
Abby Daly's awesome. Well, Stuart Scott probably was too.
Stuart Scott was awesome, and then, you know, he passed. But yeah, John Daly, like in the picture I took with him, he's literally got the cigarette in his mouth.
God.
Yeah.
I heard that Marino was a good tipper to his caddies. I know somebody who caddied for him in one of these tournaments, and they were like, you know, a couple $100 in an envelope. Good dude.
Nice.
That's nice.
But that was just for, you know, junior golfers coming up. You couldn't just be on the bag for Marino and not know what you're getting into, you know, not know what you're talking about.
Imagine what he gave the Bev Cart girls.
To have a connection.
What's up, Bev Cart girls?
God, did they have those at the, the H tournament?
Yes. No, but let's not, that people would think I was at a golf tournament for heroin. Here's a hint.
That's very a good goofy.
It was the old Hootie tournament down in Columbia before they moved it to Charleston, which I never really understood other than the heat, and there ain't nothing to do in Columbia outside of going to see amazing football and, you know, 5 points.
Yeah, at least once every other year you get to see some amazing football, right? Coming to town.
It's like a fashion trend.
This year, though, it might be a rough game. Still early.
Still early, I know. People,
both teams could bounce back.
It's amazing how people get that hype, and then within two games, they're like, they suck.
Yep.
It's like, man, you ever think maybe like they're also, many of them still teenagers and going through the ropes, and then all of a sudden every pundit in the world says, Cade might win the Heisman. What pressure that could be. And then after two games, even the fans are like, that sucks.
I wouldn't want to deal with all that pressure.
No.
No way.
No. All right. As we promised earlier, when we come back, we're going to talk about things and stuff.
Had to have time to get into it.
Well, yeah.
Really, you know,
to give it deep. Its proper due and our thoughts and such. So when we come back, we're going to talk about things and stuff. If you want to talk about things and stuff, or maybe stuff and things. Wow. That's what you did last weekend. You were stuffing some things. No, I'm talking about calling in 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. If you're a texter, use the same number, 1-800-774-0093. We come back. We're going to talk about things and stuff. Good morning.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.